This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't have it ready.
It's not my problem. Which do we want? Singing or do we want talking?
Singing
today?
Yeah.
Are you just going along with her? You get a vote.
No, I like the singing.
Okay. Oh, you like the singing.
I like to do it, yeah.
News.
Aaron?
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
It appears Aaron hasn't prepared for news or nope. So this is like watching Lester Holt dry read crap. What? Tiak, you start, I guess.
Good evening. Liam Neeson will soon be retiring from action movies. Have you heard this?
News. How old is that? Like,
I've got it.
He's crushing it.
Mm-hmm. He is 72 years old.
Shut
wow.
Yep.
And your mouth.
Yeah, he says the genre of action movies has revitalized his acting career, but eventually he says at some point you can't fool audiences. I'm 72 years old. I need to stop doing this.
Liam, newsflash, you're fooling us.
He's pretty good. I don't think he doesn't seem that old. But he's
is he still doing a lot of action? What's like he's in all
the Taken
stuff?
I don't know what the last thing he did was.
The Gray, was he in The Gray? That was kind of like survival-y, action-y, right?
I think the bummer is they're all kind of, oh, please don't be mad at me, people. They're all kind of the same movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Tom Cruise. Just like guy with a cool name, does some stunts, and then saves the day.
The Rock, pick a movie.
Jumanji. Burn.
And he's wearing the same thing in another movie that he's doing.
Jumanji is
a phenomenal, atypical
Rock movie.
But he's like the same actor doing.
You're right. I will say this. I don't think The Rock can. God. Okay. 51059 is where you text in to be mad at anything we've just said. I don't think The Rock is a good actor. I think he's got one thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's just do more unpopular opinions like that. And I know Tiak is going to jump on my team here. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yep, I'm with
one
you.
One gear.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. One gear. He even tried to double it up for Django and just did a little bit of accent, but the same gear.
Uh-huh. Scream. At some point,
wasn't
scream with everything you have.
Wasn't there something with him, too, where it's like, maybe it's not him, where it's some sort of generational piece
it's
or something?
It's him. All of his movies are in the past. All of Leonardo DiCaprio's.
No.
Yeah.
No, like...
Titanic.
No, what's the one? No,
Wolf of
the
Wall
one,
Street.
Inception. Inception.
But isn't that kind of, that's not in the past at all? I thought that was kind
of
old timey.
You're in dreams, but I don't know. I think.
Or is that future? Maybe. So I don't know.
So you're saying there's a theory out there that he can't play a present.
A current day. Yeah. Once upon a time in Hollywood. They're all period pieces. All the.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
Wolf of Wall Street's not that old. Like yeah. he seems like a typical dude. He crashes a Lambo.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, thank you for the Liam Neeson news.
Yeah.
Good evening. Gen Z is adding a new description to restaurant menus, and it is swicy.
What?
Do I want to hear about Gen Z? Do I want to hear about Gen Z?
It's a mix of...
It's news. Go ahead.
Sweet and spicy. Swicy.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
I don't...
Why? Can't you just eat it and not have to name it?
Dude, okay... On that note, the whole nail trend that's going on TikTok, it's been around for years, but like the names
Are
that they come up with.
Are you trying to get a second news story in here?
I'm just adding on.
Okay.
But they just come up with like dumb names like Cherry Coke Nails.
What would a Cherry
Coke
Nail? Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Sorry.
Or they do like there was, what was the yellow one? I don't know, like lemonade nail. It's just dumb.
Are we talking about the ones that are like it's 2 inches long?
It's just a color.
Oh, it's just a color?
Yeah.
You've never been a nail person, as far as I know? How do women exist? Like, because I've been around, like, lately, even like, I've gone to events where women are doing things. Like, you're working at a concession stand, like, and they're doing stuff, and they have those nails, and they're doing stuff on their little, the little iPad you're going to pay with. It's like, tick, 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 tick.
Okay,
tick,
but
tick,
I
tick.
Love that sound.
Ugh. Here's what I want to know. I'm going to get, let's get all the way down into it. How are you?
They figure it out.
Like, you dropped a deuce, you dropped the kids off at the pool. I don't understand how you're clean. There's no way you're clean. If you don't have a bidet, you're not clean.
I like agree. But that just goes across the board. You need a bidet.
News.
I'm just saying, do we want to hear the sound of the click, click while she's doing the wipe, wipe? I don't. No click, click, wipe, wipe. I don't want to hear that. I want you to just be, I want to hear you just scrubbing.
Can I say nope now?
No, you may not.
Good evening. 19% of Americans have admitted to not doing this.
Ooh, he's got a tease. He's going to get me to say news.
Whenever they go to the bathroom.
Oh.
Click, click, wipe, wipe.
Washing their hands.
News.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's Aaron washing your hands.
Mm-hmm. 19% of adults admit they don't wash their hands each time they go to the toilet, and nearly half admit to not washing their hands all the time before handling food, which I'm both.
Okay.
I'm both.
Half. I'm half.
Do you, which do you do? Which is worse?
Honestly, that's a good question.
Food one is worse.
Yeah, I was going to say, you wash your hands every time you cook.
I wash my hands
multiple times.
Perpetually while I cook.
Yeah. Mm.
Like if I've touched an ingredient, like if I've touched chicken, then I immediately wash my hands. Right, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But even then, if I've touched a pepper, I'm like, ugh.
Of course.
Or I've done, and it's just a constant whatever, especially if like, ooh, I'm going to wash this knife so that I can use it on something else. I wash my hands and the knife.
Mm.
It's, I don't go like, I don't do what I do in the shower where I go, my legs are just automatically getting washed by standing here. I actually wash my hands while I'm washing. I wash my
with
hands.
With soap and everything, like the full, the full on.
Okay. By the way, you can wash your hands with dishwashing soap, right? Like nobody, you don't have a separate soap at your kitchen
those
sink.
Those are just, I think, for dishes and little birds.
Okay, that's stupid.
I've
the little
it.
Bird reference is dope. No, but like, I just use the, by the way, the Dawn spray.
Oh, it's so nice. Like, but you should have a separate.
Because no,
it can, I don't know, have a separate.
You
can
use, touch my hands?
I'm sure they're very soft and the feathers are nice and smooth. Yeah.
But I will say this. Okay. Handling food always. As a boy.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
We don't have to wash every time.
You say that as if women just pee directly on their hands.
No, but you have to click, click, wipe, wipe.
I don't have nails.
Okay. Well, you have to, I hope, at the very least,
it's
wipe,
not
wipe.
Like, it's not like there's not toilet paper.
Yeah, but
it's not just
adjacent.
Directly my hand.
You're getting down in there. I
barely get it in the toilet, let alone on my hands.
Thank you.
I'm not aiming at all.
I'm a water wiggle.
Yeah.
Where you remember that toy where you just stand, sits in the middle of your yard and it's just his little hair is like, whoa!
Yeah, I'm not cooking anything later.
Right. I don't have to wash my...
Did you click that?
I didn't, but I believe that's our rap music.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.